This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa alayhi wa sallam, wa ta'ala, wa ma'ala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have the book of fasting now, inshallah. And we are fasting in the month of Ramadan. So we will cover all the aspects of the fasting today, inshallah. But before we start, what was the homework of last week? Anybody remembers what was the homework from last week? Yes. Who can receive the zakah? The recipients of the zakah. Where they were outlined in the Quran? In what ayah? Surah At-Tawbah, what ayah? 60. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ فَرِيضَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ. This is the ayah. Ayah 60 of Surah At-Tawbah. How many recipients of zakah?
Eight.
Who are they? Yes? Faqir. That's number one. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ. Faqir. The second, والمساكين. So who's faqir and who's miskin? What's the difference between faqir and miskin? Any thoughts? Don't look in the notes, it's not there. That's why I told you it's a homework. Because it's not in the notes. If it's in the notes, it won't be a homework. That's one definition, true, but it's not really the accurate one. Some scholars say the one who asks and the one who doesn't ask, one is poor, one is miskin. Not really. The poor is the one that has no income. He needs 1,000 and he's getting 9. That's a poor. He doesn't have income and he has expenses. That's a poor. Miskin, he has income, but it doesn't cover. Still, he is in need. So even if you make 1,000, your payments are 3,000. So every month you are in debt, because these are essentials. Food, drink, payment, and you barely cover food only. Nothing else is left. That's a miskin. So can a miskin has any kind of property? It could be possible. He could have a job, he could have some income, but still, he is unable to make ends meet. Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, in the story of Al-Khadr, أَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ. As far as the ship goes, you know the story of Al-Khadr? أَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ. Who owned the ship? Group of masakin, they own a ship and they are still considered masakin. So you could have some kind of ownership, but still you are unable to make payments for the essential things. That's a miskin. So that's two categories. What's next? وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا. That's number three. The workers. You need to collect the zakah. You need to pay the zakah. Those employees, they can't work for free, so you give them from the zakah. Who else? Fi sabilillah. What does it mean, fi sabilillah? Give me zakah fi sabilillah. What is fi sabilillah? Don't look at the notes, they're not there. Please, when I ask you for a homework, you have an entire week. Just go back to the ayah and read the interpretation, that's all. Fi sabilillah, mainly it's jihad. Jihad, the army of the Muslims, the preparation of the army, defending the land, that all pays. Zakah is paid from there. This is a recipient of the zakah, fi sabilillah. What else? Wabni sabil. Ibn Sabil, the traveler who didn't have a way to go back. He's stranded, stuck. You just need a ticket to go back. You just need... That's also a recipient of the zakah. Who else? Gharim. Wal gharimin. Who's the gharim? Plural gharimin. What did you say? Freeing slaves. That's another one. Yes. But al gharim. Who's the gharim? Prisoner of war. That's the freeing. It's not freeing a slave. It's prisoner of war. It's not any slave. We don't pay for the slaves from the zakah. It's for the prisoners of war. The kuffar captured some Muslims. No way to free them except from paying from the zakah. Yes. Al-gharimin, the one who is in debt. I am in debt. 2,000 ringgit. But next month, I can make this payment. So, I don't deserve the zakah. But every month, I am incurring 500 or 600 ringgit more. Because my expenses are more. So every month, the debt is going or it's increasing? It's just increasing. It's not for luxurious things. It's not for accessories. It is for essential things. That's gharim. Like every month, the payment is increasing. That there is no way to pay it back. So this is recipient of the zakah. So fuqara, masakin, amilin alayha, mu'allafa qulubuhum. That's another one. Al-mu'allafa qulubuhum, the ones that we hope that they will accept Islam. We can give them from the zakah. Or they already accepted Islam, but they are not yet fully understanding everything. You give them from the zakah. Some scholars, like Umar radiallahu anhu, he decided that this was only at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Now, Islam is strong, we don't need. But many scholars say still, it is permissible to pay for them from the zakah. وَالْمُؤَلَّفَ قُلُوبُمْ. Yes, but مُؤَلَّفَ قُلُوبُهُمْ, to gain their hearts. They accepted Islam, but they are not really... And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ did. The leaders of the tribes, they accepted Islam, but they were not really like the other companions. So he gave each one of them 100 sheep. He gave them payments. So they became very strong. Okay, so that was the homework. Now, another thing before we move, and it's related actually to Ramadan, because many people pay their zakah in Ramadan. It was about the gold, dhahab. What is the threshold of dhahab, of the gold? Do you remember? Huh? 85 ringgit? 85 grams. Of gold or silver? Gold. What gold? Pure. When we say pure, what does it mean? 24 carat. Okay, so if we have, let's say we have 21 carat. Is it 85 grams? It has to be 24, right? But what I have is 21. That's what I have. How do I know it's subject to the zakah or no? How do I know? Nobody thought about the equation? How do we calculate zakah? Especially you, sisters. Don't you have gold? MashaAllah. All of it 24 or you have some 21? So how do you know? How do you calculate it? Okay. The 24, that is the 85 grams, okay? So anything else, like 21, we multiply it times 85. 85 times 24 divided by 21. So we get 27 point something. 97, I'm sorry, grams. Remember, 85 grams, that's for the 24 carat. So if I have 21 carat and it's, you See, over by 12 grams. Even if it is 96 grams, still, you don't have to pay zakah. Again, provided all the other conditions. 1 year, full ownership. Okay? Now, what about if it was even less, 18? Same thing. It will be about, roughly, I think so, 113 grams. Okay? No? No, it should be more. Because the purity of the gold here is less, so the grams, they have to be higher. The lower you go, the higher it will be. Point something. What else? Do you have 10 carat gold here? Because it's very common in America.
It has to be 24 over 21 times 85. The formula has to be the other way around.
Yeah.
24 has to change with 21.
Yes. 21 divided by, yes, that's the, you're right. Yes, to have the added, good. Jazakallah khair. And then, what do we have here? No, this is 14. And then 10. 10 is almost 85, over 200. At least 200 grams, over 200. It will be maybe 204. 204, okay. At least. So, you see the difference? Not all gold the same. It's not all gold the same. So you might have 200 grams of gold and still you don't pay zakah. Why? Because it's not 24 carat. Now, let's say I have 18 carat gold. And I have 115 grams. Do I pay zakah or no?
Yes.
Why? It's over the nisab, over the threshold. How much do I pay?
2.5.
Same thing, 2.5, because the 2.5 of the 115 is just like the 2.5 of the 85. The same. Is it clear now regarding the zakah in gold? Any questions here? Because we're leaving the zakah now, we're moving to fasting. Any questions?
We need to be so accurate. I mean, at the end of the day, we pay more and better than...
You don't have to. You don't have to. You can if you want, but you don't have to. You have to be accurate because you are accurate when you build a house and you take the measurements of the door. And this is something that is very insignificant. And when it comes to the religion of Allah, you say, yeah, you should be accurate, but you can pay more. Whoever is wants to pay more, that's fine. But you need to know what you owe and whether you owe or you don't owe. This is part of the religion. Any other questions? Yes.
When it comes to the criteria, who are allowed to receive zakat?
Yes.
Do I have poor and needy in my family? Do I start in my family first?
Good question. Who is eligible to receive the zakat from the family? You need to specify family. What type of family members?
Parents.
Parents. You cannot pay zakat to parents. Because you have to provide for them. Parents, children, they cannot receive the zakah because you have to give them from what you have. You cannot leave your parents in need while you are able to help them. Your brother, yes. Your sister, yes. Your wife? No. Because you have to provide for her. The other way around? Yes. The wife can pay the zakah to her husband. The wife is rich, the husband is poor. And it did happen. Zainab, the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, she came to the Prophet ﷺ. She asked him, can I pay the zakat to my husband? Because he was poor, she had money. He told her yes. Any other questions? I said that last time. It's one of the most disagreed upon cases regarding the gold. Is it what is used only, or what is used is exempt from the zakah, so you pay zakah only for what is not used and saved, or any gold, even the one that you use? The majority of scholars, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, they said you don't pay zakah for what you use. Imam Abu Hanifa, many of the scholars, including some of the companions, they said no, you pay zakah for gold, period. And that's the fatwa now of some scholars, that to be on the safe side, pay the zakah on all the gold. But the majority of scholars, they said you don't pay zakah for the gold that you use. Well, that intention by itself shouldn't be there, because if you are intending just to avoid zakah, this is not good. About gold?
Yeah, the ones that you wear, that is cut off.
Not really, but usually how much do you wear? Roughly, can you wear over 200, 300 grams? Necklace, bracelet, ring, earrings, and that's all. What else? But to have 1 kilogram of gold and... No, because here's the thing. When the scholars say used and unused, the minute you use gold, the value goes down. But brand new gold, still brand new gold. So it has more value.
Like you could rotate wearing, I mean, you end up wearing a whole lot in a year. I mean, yeah,
okay. Book of Fasting. Necessary conditions, that's page 10. Necessary conditions for the fast to be obligatory. Who has to fast? Muslim, 10 years old, baligh, reaching the age of puberty. What else? Having the ability to fast. Having the ability to fast includes several categories. One of them is being healthy. One of them is being free from hindrances. Like what? For women, menstruation. That's one of them. You cannot fast even if you wanted to. What else? Yeah. Traveling. Do you have to fast when you're a traveler? No. Sanity. That's another thing. If you are insane, you're not asked anything, not only fasting, you're not asked anything, because liability is dependent on reason, on understanding. The required acts of fast. What are the required acts of fast? Abstinence, that's number one. What do you abstain from? Food, drink. Food and drink, that's one category. The other category is what? Sexual intercourse. Not only the intercourse itself, but anything that leads to it also should be avoided. Yes, it might not break your fast except for the intercourse itself, but anything leads to it would decrease the reward. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the divine narrative about fasting, يَدَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ. He leaves his food and his lust, his desire. So any responding to your desire in terms of sexuality, that will reduce the reward of fasting. So you should leave it. That all is one category. Food, drink, and sexual activity. That's one. And the second thing is what? The intention. The intention. Is it required? Yes, it is required. Because there are people abstain from food and drink for 24 hours because of a diet to lose weight. Some of them, they do. Maybe not for 24 hours, but for... Is that considered fasting? No. There has to be intention. And the intention, scholars differ. Does it have to be every night? Or from the first night of Ramadan, it suffices for the entire month? The majority say every night you have to have intention. That's the opinion of the majority of scholars. Every night. Again, having the intention doesn't mean that you wait until shortly before subh, you say, I am intending to fast for this day of Ramadan. Number, no, it doesn't have to. You don't utter the intention. When you have a meal for suhoor, that's an intention because you are preparing to fast this day. So there are two pillars, not one. Not only abstaining from food, drink, and any sexual activity, but also having the intention. Okay, what invalidates the fasting? Nine things. These nine things, they invalidate the fasting. Whatever reaches by an intentional act the stomach or the brain. The stomach or the brain. How can we have things reaching our stomach? Anything that goes inside the mouth. Like what? Food. What if it is not food, but it's reaching the stomach? Like what? Smoking. Does it break the fast? Why? You inhale what? There is no food. Smoke. So if you inhale smoke, that invalidates the fast? We are inhaling air. So what makes it different? There is something that you are inhaling that is going. The nicotine. That breaks the fast. Why? Because some would say, well, I'm not drinking any beverage. I'm not eating any food. I am just chewing dust. Swallowing dust. Still, it breaks the fast. Okay? Remember, the words are accurate by an intentional act. It has to be intentional. If you are a worker in a big factory and there is smoke and you inhale that, that's 10 times more than a cigarette, still you don't break your fast. Why? It's not intentional. Okay? That's number one. Number two, an enema or a douche. I hope I don't have to explain that. You know what is that or no? Whatever comes to the two outlets. So it's a direct entrance to the body. Okay, somebody needs an operation. So they have to inject a liquid from the bottom to take out all everything from the body, or that breaks the fast. Similar to this, let's say you were sick and pills won't work. The doctor said you have to have suppository. Just like the ones that are given to the kids. According to the Shafi'i school of thought, that what invalidates the fast. Why? It's a direct entrance to the body. So from the two outlets, anything that goes directly there, that breaks the fast. Now, some other scholars disagree, but this is the opinion of Imam Shafi'i. Okay? It's just like food and drink, or anything else coming from the mouth, this is coming from the bottom, direct entrance to the body, so it does break the fast. Number three, intentional vomiting. If you intentionally vomit, that also breaks the fast. What if it happened unintentionally? You were sick and you just threw up. That doesn't break the fast. Prophet ﷺ said, "Man dara'ahu al-qay' fala shay'a alayh." Whoever had no choice but he vomited, nothing he has to do. He has to do nothing. Woman istaqa, and whoever intentionally does it. How can you intentionally does this? It's very simple. Yes, you can put your finger inside, but you don't have to. Sometimes you know that this smell is too strong, and whenever you do it, you will throw up, and you do it. That's intentional. وَمَنْ اِسْتَقَى فَعَلَيْهِ الْقَضَىٰ. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. So if it was unintentional, you don't have to do anything. Number four, the sexual intercourse. The intercourse itself. The touching of the two private parts, that breaks the fast. Number five, ejaculation. Due to physical contact with one's wife. Well, it's more accurate to say ejaculation due to physical contact, period. Why? To include masturbation. Some scholars discuss that. If it's due to a physical contact, it breaks the fast. What if you had a wet dream? You are dreaming and you woke up and you found yourself ejaculated. Does that break the fast? Yes or no? No, it doesn't. Why? You had no control over this. You didn't have any choice. It just happened. But you willingly doing that, it breaks the fast. Menstruation. A lady that was fasting 7 hours. 2 hours before the Adhan, she started menstruating. Does that count or doesn't count? It doesn't count. You have to break your fast. Even if you choose, you say, you know what, I'll just continue fasting. It doesn't count. So you could choose not to eat and drink, but it doesn't count. Menstruation breaks the fast, even if it was 1 minute before the Adhan of Maghrib. Puerperium, postnatal, nifas, upon delivering the baby, just like menstruation. That breaks the fast. Number eight, insanity, losing one's mind. Why? When you lose your mind, you don't have any rationality, you don't have the intention. You are not asked to fast. So if this happened, you break your fast. Here's a question. What if somebody passed out for 3 hours? There was a shock accident. For 3 hours he passed out, then he woke up. Between Dhuhr and Asr. Or after Dhuhr and before Maghrib. Does this count, or he lost his day of fasting? He has to make it up. What? Yeah, you don't intentionally pass out usually. He is still fasting. Well, insanity also is not intentional. Insanity breaks the fast. Somebody slept before Subh, before the Adhan. What time is the Adhan now? 5:50. Actually, it's more than that. But I don't know why they... If you go online to the accurate timing, it's about 5:55. Anyways, let's say 5:50. Okay, he slept at 5:30. He was asleep. What time is Adhan al-Maghrib? 7:30. And he woke up 7:45. He had 3 days of working without sleeping. Now he slept before the Adhan of Subh. And he woke up after the Adhan of Maghrib. Does this day count or it doesn't count?
Do you have an intention before?
He had. He wanted to fast. Should this be a homework for next week? Last homework, okay? Does it count, or it has only one of two options? Either it counts or it doesn't count. And why? Okay, apostasy, it breaks all deeds, including fasting. Fasting is forbidden on 5 days. 5 days you are forbidden to fast. What are those days? The two Eids. It's forbidden. It's not just disliked or you shouldn't. You cannot fast. It is forbidden. You are blameworthy to fast on those 2 days. And the 3 days of Tashriq. What are 3 days of Tashriq? 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. After the day of Eid, Dhul Hijjah. 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. These are called Ayyam al-Tashriq. You don't fast. So how many days in total? 5. Fasting is discouraged on the day of doubt. Yawm al-Shak. What is Yawm al-Shak? If it was the 29th of Sha'ban and it was cloudy, so we don't know tomorrow, because if there were no clouds, we might see the moon, the crescent. So we might know that tomorrow is Ramadan. But there is clouds. That's called Yawm al-Shak. The night of the 29th before the 30th or the 1st of Ramadan, we don't know. So it's called Yawm al-Shak. So that day, the next day, it could be 30th, it could be 1st of Ramadan. Can you fast it? The correct opinion of Imam Shafi'i, it is forbidden. It is forbidden. But another opinion within the madhab, within the school of thought, it's disliked unless you are used to fasting. How you are used to fasting? It happened that it's Monday. And you usually fast Monday and Thursday. You wanted to fast this day. In this case, you go ahead and fast. But the correct opinion, it's not. Even if you are used to fasting Monday and Thursday, you don't fast this day. If it's clear, there are no clouds, it doesn't become a day of doubt. Why? Because it's not Ramadan. If it's Ramadan, we would have seen the moon. So it's okay. It's a doubt only when we cannot tell because of the clouds. Whoever engages intentionally in a sexual intercourse during a day of Ramadan. This happens especially on the first few days of Ramadan. Especially for people who are newly married. Could it happen? It could happen. It did happen at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Someone had sexual intercourse with his wife on the day of Ramadan. So what should be done? Two things. Fast another day and fulfill the kafara. Pay the fidya. What is the kafara? What is the fidya? First thing is itqu raqaba, freeing a slave, which is not an option now. So you do what? Huh? Feed the poor. One poor. One day meal for one poor person. So everybody would have sexual intercourse and do that. The second level, only if you cannot free a slave, is to fast 60 days consecutively. That is the kafara. You fast 2 months consecutively. If you cannot, only when you cannot, then you move to the third step, which is feeding 60 people. 60 people. Okay, what do you feed them? A day's meal for 60 people. That's only when you cannot fast 60 days. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it did happen. A man came telling the Prophet ﷺ, I am ruined. He said, what happened? He told him, this is what happened. He told him, free a slave. He said, I can't. He was a poor man. He told him, fast 60 days. He said, you want me to fast 60 days? Fasting is what made me do that. So if I fast, it will still happen. He told him, feed 60 people. He said, I don't know anyone who's poorer than me. So the Prophet ﷺ gave him dates to feed. SubhanAllah, look at Islam, how it's easy. This man, because of what he did, he was actually able to help others also. So, but that's the kafara, it's not an easy thing. It is a sin to do that. Because it's a sin, you have to expiate. If it was not a sin, you wouldn't have to do anything else. If someone dies and was required to fast for days he missed during previous Ramadans, can you fast on his behalf, on her behalf? Yes or no?
Yes.
You can. It's a debt of Allah. Do you pay it or you don't pay it? Is it the person's responsibility or your responsibility? You have the option. You could pay on his behalf a mud. Again, it's a meals day. One meal per day. That is the mud. This is a mud. Which is exactly ...2,400 grams divided by four. That's what. Roughly over half kilogram. Roughly. That's the mud. No, I'm sorry. Divided by five. Almost. It's this one. Yeah, it's 600 grams. It's roughly 600 grams. Little bit over half kilogram. That's the average meal. Now, some people may eat much more than that. A full chicken would not be enough. Some people, half chicken would be too much. But usually that's how they measured it. 600 grams of staple food like rice, wheat, something like that. So let's say your relative passed away and he or she had to fast 15 days. You multiply 15 times 600 grams and you feed people. Now why don't we say just pay money? And people now ask, why don't I pay money? The purpose is to help the poor, the needy directly. So when you find people that they are in need to eat, that's the best. You give them directly. Okay, now you have a choice, you have a choice of fasting on his or her behalf. Because at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, a woman asked him, my mother passed away and she left days of fasting. Would it suffice if I fasted on her behalf? So he told her, if she were to leave the debt, wouldn't you pay it off? She said, yes. He said, this is the debt of Allah. Okay, if a pregnant or nursing woman, again, this happens a lot. During pregnancy, Ramadan came, and doctors said you cannot fast. You can try, but it will be dangerous for you and for the baby. So you broke your fast. That's how many days? 30 days. Next Ramadan, you are what? Breastfeeding. So that's another what? 30 days. And then after that, pregnant again. That's another 30 days. So every Ramadan is coming, you are just adding. I knew a sister, she asked about 180 days of fasting. That's how much? 6 years? about 6 years of fasting. What do? You tell her you have to fast. Now, no babies, no more, no breastfeeding. But 180 days, that's almost half the year. So every other day she has to fast. This would be difficult. Not only that, scholars say delaying the fast for a year, that requires kafara. Anyways, see, there are many issues, but stick to what is written here, because this is the basic. Now, if a pregnant or nursing woman, fearing for her health, did not fast, then she must make up the missed days of Ramadan. That's what you should do. But again, it's hard to happen, because if you are nursing or you are pregnant, chances are you will be nursing later, so there is no time. If she did not fast out of concern for the well-being for her children, then she should make up the missed days and fulfill the kafara, both. This is the opinion of Imam Shafi'i, but the correct opinion actually is one of them only. You don't have to do two. You don't have to fast and also feed. You could fast, alhamdulillah. You couldn't, just feed. What do you feed? One meal per one day. That's all. One mud, that's the mud. Why I'm saying this? Because we have an issue of Zakat al-Fitr. It's not mentioned here, but this is the time for it. Zakat al-Fitr, what is it? It is sa'. That's the measurement, sa'. Sa' is 4 handfuls. It is 2,400 grams of staple food. Last year, have you paid Zakat al-Fitr last year? Do you remember how much?
7 ringgit.
How they came up with 7 ringgit? The Prophet ﷺ never said 7 ringgit or $7 or any money. He mentioned the sa', and the sa' roughly is 2,400 grams. So how much is rice? You purchase rice, average, how much is it? You estimate 2,400 grams, almost 2.5 kilograms of rice. How much is it? Average. That's the average. You don't buy the best or the lowest. The average. What people usually eat. Two? That's very cheap. Per kilo. Okay, yeah, so that's about right. 3 and 3, that's 6 and half of them, 7 and half. That's it. See where the number came? Originally it should be like that. It should be from food. To make sure that on the day of Eid, only the needy gets Zakat al-Fitr. Only the one who has no food for the rest of the day. So on the day of Eid, everyone has to be happy. Everyone. So they don't have to worry about food. That's Zakat al-Fitr. Chapter on i'tikaf. It is an encouraged sunnah. I'tikaf. I'tikaf literally means continuing doing the thing. Continuing doing the thing. That is i'tikaf. And it was mentioned in the Quran when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Ma hadhihi al-asnam?" What are these idols? "Allati antum laha aakifun." That's the word, aakifun, from i'tikaf. What are these idols that you are keeping worshipping? You keep sticking to them. So that's the literal word of i'tikaf. I'tikaf is recommended sunnah. What is i'tikaf? Staying where? Huh? Staying overnight in the masjid. That's not i'tikaf. You could stay to play a tournament. You could stay to have a competition. You could stay because there is nowhere else to stay. So you have been staying overnight in the masjid for the last 2 years. That's not i'tikaf. Staying in the masjid with the intention of ibadah. This is very important. This condition is very important. Staying in the masjid with the intention of ibadah. Now, when is this happening usually? Last 10 days of Ramadan. In Ramadan. Prophet ﷺ, last year, he didn't do i'tikaf during Ramadan. So he made it up from Shawwal. Twice the number. Usually, 10 nights. So he did it 20 nights. Why I'm saying this? Because according to some scholars, i'tikaf is not valid outside Ramadan. But other scholars say, i'tikaf is i'tikaf. Any time of the year. You stay in the masjid with the intention of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is i'tikaf. Okay? So that concludes the chapter of fasting. Any questions? We have the chapter of Hajj. Last week is the next week is the last. Okay, so it will be enough, inshallah. Yes. The question is about voluntary fasting, not Ramadan.
Yes.
Okay? You didn't have the intention.
Yeah, you forgot. You normally do, but that night you forgot.
Even if you forgot, you can fast if it's voluntary fasting. That's the opinion of the Shafi'i school of thought. Hanafi school of thought, every fast has to have intention. But according to the Shafi'i school of thought, yes. Even if you're not used to. I just woke up and I thought that today is a short day. I don't feel like eating, or I feel like eating but there is nothing to eat. I don't want to go and buy food. I said I will continue the day fasting. That is permissible if it's voluntary fasting. If it's obligatory Ramadan, you have to make the intention. Good. Any other questions? Yes. For the Muslimah. So i'tikaf, is it only for men or it's also for women? Both? A woman goes and sleeps in the masjid? Yes. The wives of the Prophet ﷺ did that. There is no text specifying that it's only for men. So it is permissible for women as well. Now, I don't know if it's equipped or there is room for that. You should do it when people are not looking at you. If there is area and you are comfortable there, yeah, why not? Any other questions? Yes. Yes. Staying in the masjid with the intention of ibadah, yeah. It is in the masjid. That's why when she asked about women inside the masjid, there are... You mean if a woman wanted to do i'tikaf in her house? No, it has to be in the masjid. But for the woman, what is more rewarding? Now when we say she can do it in the masjid, but staying in her house is always better. So she's still getting the reward. Why she wants to do i'tikaf? The wives of the Prophet ﷺ did that because they wanted to be always with the Prophet ﷺ. A woman would do it nowadays to be away from daily work, daily routine. That's also understandable. Because in i'tikaf, you avoid everything. Unfortunately, nowadays, you try it and it's really hard. Alhamdulillah, old days it was easy. But now, you say, I will not take my laptop, but you keep your phone and people calling you. You still can go online. So it's really hard. You have to be away of all these things. Because you want to do i'tikaf, you want to be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't want to be busy with other things. Any other questions? Yes.
Let's say the, whatever reaches by an intentional act and the stomach or the brain, not to reach the place, is it important or...
Brain?
Yeah.
Brain could be something directly to the brain or something to the mouth, but it goes up like a medicine or something. It's not necessarily for the stomach, it's not food, but it is for the brain, like painkiller. It still goes to the stomach, but the purpose is what? To reduce the pain. Injections. Now, according to the Shafi'i school of thought, if it goes directly to the body, It breaks the fast. But an injection here, for what?
Pain.
So it shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem, whether it's Shafi'i school of thought or majority school of thought. And that's the opinion now. Any injection, pain injection for fever, for other things, you just take an injection, it doesn't break the fast. But if it is like glucose, it is food and drink, you don't need food and drink anymore, no, it breaks the fast. Blood transfusion. Blood, there is an issue about the blood, but you shouldn't fast to begin with if you need blood, because you would be too weak to fast. You are donating blood, it doesn't break the fast, but you will be very weak. You shouldn't do it while fasting. If you choose to do it, you can continue the day. That's the opinion of the Shafi'i school of thought. According to some other opinions, you break your fast by doing that. Any other questions? Yes.
The fasting of the 60 days, this is done by the husband.
The husband and the wife, or only the husband? No? Only the husband. Some scholars, though, said both of them, because the act was done by both. But you go back to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he told the husband only. Now the wife will go and trick the husband and let him bear the burden of this. Any other questions? Duration of i'tikaf. Well, some scholars said at least it has to be a day and night. A day and night, at least. Some scholars say any time. But there has to be a certain time. Otherwise, you could go any time to the masjid for prayer, for anything, and you say, I am in i'tikaf. That was not done. So it needs to be at least overnight. Any other questions? She was, yeah. Cleaning?
Ears.
Cleaning ears and nose. You are taking something out. Breaking the fast is about something going in. So it doesn't break the fast. A drop, ear drop, most scholars said it doesn't break the fast. Only some scholars said if you feel it, if you taste it in your mouth, in your throat, then it breaks the fast. But it's very hard because it doesn't break the fast. It's not coming directly to the body, the eardrop. It's only here. Yes, what's your question?
Yeah, well, i'tikaf, I heard that some say that they...
I heard some. Only, some like what? Scholars?
Scholars, yeah. Scholars say that i'tikaf is only the Haramain, the Makkah and Medina.
No. Visiting, going there with the intention of visiting a masjid is there. But the i'tikaf can be done in any masjid, not only there. Any other questions?
Sorry, runny nose. You know, you have a cold and it keeps going in. Are you supposed to spit it out? And then you swallow it.
It's a good question. It is a good question. If it doesn't get outside the body, you can still keep it. But if it goes out, you put it back, then it breaks the fast.
So if it doesn't go out, I mean, it stays, it's still the body fluid, right? But it passes the throat.
Well, that's what it comes out of the throat. It's almost here. And then you swallow it again, that breaks the fast. But as long as you feel it there, you keep swallowing it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't break the fast. Any other questions? Okay. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.